Ever wonder why so many products fail despite teams working overtime? The answer lies in what Melissa Perry calls the build trap, that dangerous zone where companies measure success by how many features they ship rather than the actual value they create. It's like a restaurant obsessing over how many dishes they serve while ignoring whether customers actually enjoy the food. This misalignment happens everywhere. Enterprise software bloated with unused features, startups chasing the next shiny function, and established companies building products nobody wants. The consequences are severe: wasted resources, frustrated teams, and ultimately, business failure. But there's good news. This trap isn't inevitable. By shifting focus from outputs, features shipped, to outcomes, problems solved, organizations can transform how they build products and create genuine value. At its core, product development is a value exchange. Customers have problems needing solutions, and businesses create them. Most companies focus on what they can build rather than what customers actually need. Netflix exemplifies this principle. They didn't obsess over DVD delivery logistics, but understood customers wanted convenient entertainment access. This understanding guided their evolution from mail delivery to streaming to content creation, each move better solving the core customer problem. Value flows both ways. Customers get problems solved, while businesses receive revenue, loyalty, and market growth. Without understanding customer problems, organizations create artificial proxies like feature quantity or development speed, prioritizing outputs over outcomes. One enterprise software company built a data platform with hundreds of features, yet customers used less than 10%. The bloated product became harder to maintain and less satisfying. The lesson? Value is measured in problems solved, not feature count. What separates companies like Apple, Amazon, and Netflix from thousands of struggling competitors? They're product-led, organizing their strategy around creating products that solve real problems. These organizations center decision-making on customer value rather than other factors. Most companies fall into three problematic categories. Sales-led organizations let contracts dictate their roadmap, building whatever customers request without strategic alignment. This approach secures early clients but doesn't scale, with developers maintaining custom versions instead of improving core products. Visionary-led companies depend on charismatic leaders who drive product direction. When the visionary leaves, product direction often collapses, as happened when BlackBerry's leadership failed to adapt to touchscreens. Technology-led companies chase innovations without market-facing strategies, creating impressive technical achievements with no buyers, like blockchain solutions without clear use cases. Product-led companies optimize for business outcomes, align product strategy to these goals, and prioritize projects that develop sustainable growth. This shift requires evaluating features by how effectively they solve customer problems rather than how quickly they can be built. Product management combines business acumen with customer empathy. Great product managers identify value creation opportunities by synthesizing analytics, feedback, research, and stakeholder input. Proper training is rare. Most practitioners make lateral moves or get promoted from development, learning only tactical skills like writing requirements, which creates problematic archetypes. The mini CEO dictates what to build. Nick, a business school graduate who acted like the next Steve Jobs, expected unquestioned execution until he learned to validate his ideas. The waiter takes stakeholder orders without strategic thinking, creating what David Bland calls the product death cycle, implementing unvalidated ideas and focusing on solutions rather than understanding problems. The former project manager obsesses over delivery dates instead of questioning whether features should be built at all. Great product managers balance business needs with user problems collaboratively. Despite their title, they lack direct authority and influence through persuasion rather than commands, asking questions instead of giving answers. Strategy isn't a rigid plan, but a dynamic decision-making framework that evolves with market conditions, connecting vision to economic outcomes. Netflix exemplifies this approach. In 2005, with just 4 million subscribers, they established a customer-centric vision to provide movies and TV shows in the most convenient way for customers. Their three-part strategy was methodical: dominate DVD by mail, pioneer streaming, and expand globally. In 2007, Netflix nearly launched their own streaming device, but CEO Reed Hastings canceled the project. Recognizing hardware would divert resources from their core mission, they spun it off as Roku and partnered with Microsoft to integrate Netflix streaming into Xbox, quickly connecting with over a million potential customers and prioritizing outcomes over solutions. Many companies transform product strategy into elaborate wish lists with buzzwords like platform or digital transformation. While ambitious visions have value, committing to specific features without market validation often leads to failure. Stephen Bungay defines strategy as a deployable decision-making framework, enabling action to achieve desired outcomes constrained by current capabilities, coherently aligned to the existing context. A well-crafted strategy transcends individual feature iterations, focusing on higher-level goals that sustain an organization for years. How do you know if you're building the right thing? The product Kata provides a systematic process for uncovering solutions by approaching development as problem solving. Like martial arts training, practicing this process repeatedly forms habits that become second nature. The product Kata guides teams through 6 questions. What is the goal? Where are we now? What obstacle stands in our way? How do we solve that problem? What do we expect to happen? And 6, what actually happened and what did we learn? This structured approach helps teams avoid unnecessary experimentation when problems aren't yet known or solutions are already established. As Brian Kalma advised, don't waste time over-designing non-core features. Reserve innovation for what will make or break your product. The framework covers 4 phases: understanding direction, problem exploration, solution exploration, and solution optimization. It begins with setting clear metrics connected to business outcomes. Dave McClure's pirate metrics, AARR, acquisition, activation, retention, referral, revenue, tracks users through key stages, helping identify where users drop off and which cohorts to target. Consider products where sign-up was easy but you never returned, an activation to retention problem, or ones you loved but wouldn't pay for, a retention to revenue issue. The product Kata helps identify these gaps through targeted experimentation. Truly product-led companies place customer centricity at their core. Jeff Bezos' commitment to making Amazon Earth's most customer-centric company helped grow Prime membership from 25 million to over 100 million in just 6 years. John Deere exemplifies this approach by sending urban software engineers to working farms. Engineers spend Fridays helping with crops, and customer visits remain prioritized even during downturns, creating genuine customer understanding. Product management wisdom evolves with experience. Early career lessons emphasize humility, evaluating ideas rather than generating them, building team support, and trusting data over opinions. Senior roles reveal how strategic frameworks drive company success and why outcomes matter more than outputs. Transitioning to a product-led organization requires fundamental shifts, from outputs to outcomes, features to value, and internal processes to customer needs. The key question becomes, what customer problems should we solve, rather than what features should we build? Your potential escape from the build trap.